Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go.
Yeah.
You mean battle right here? This shit is in the making. Directly over talented.
You know what the sandwich is.
You ready for this though?
I'm riding around my top down, I'm trying to put my hood on. Got 26s up on the truck, and you know that they be good, Jones. Bad bitches, they dance fly, cause they trying to put their hood on. Trying to put their hood on. Let me see you put your hood on. Getting to the bread like a nigga eat stuffing. You was never tough, Rosa Parks, you frontin'. Peanut butter jelly with some milk, you lunchin'. Chimney in the winter, I'ma keep on puffin'. Soon as I can sign now, I'm his cousin. Y'all fuckin' and cuffin' and lovin' these ducklings. I get in the kitchen and whip me a onion. My bitches be foreign like they live in London. D.O.T. I got a new flow rhyme with my top down. Where did the roof go? Bomb every beat. You like, where did the booth go? Niggas spit lies like, where did the truth go? You hung with me, well, where did the noose go? This is my empire, bitch, no Cusco. All of my bitches got cake, no moose though. Shitting on niggas like, where did the poop go? And my swagger on 4th of July. You say you want beef and I'm cooking the fries. I kill every beat, need a suit and a tie. Bark, they be bullets, I shoot and you die. I'm trying to put my hood on, sound like a TV. Smoking on the greenness and color ass seaweed. Riding a GT, inside peachy. Looking like a dog that be multiple species. Name order the by the X and I'm gone. Chasing that cheese like I eat provolone. They dock at my south, so I'm calling them punks. They say I'm a dog, so I'm calling them punks. They talk for their tie and I'm calling them punks. Shout out to my haters for making me drunk. Shout out to my city for putting me on. They all in my circle, can't do it alone. I'm lying around my top down, I'm trying to put my hood on. Got 26s up on the truck, you know that they be good, Jones. Bad bitches, they down to fly, cause they trying to put their hood on. Trying to put their hood on. Trying to put their hood on. I'm lying around my top down, I'm trying to put my hood on. Got 26s up on the truck, you know that they be good, Jones. Bad bitches, they down to fly, cause they trying to put their hood on. Trying to put their hood on. Let me see you put your hood on.
Diamonds all in my rollie. Diamonds all in my chain. Got that drink in my cup like Turco. Niggas talk shit, then they get banged. Suicide doors in a whip, that's plain. Bitches suck dick for a pick, that's fame. When niggas look quick, but they hit, that's lame. Five niggas on one bitch, that's train. My money be pouring no fountain. You step in my money, then I leave you drowning. You disrespect me and your head will be mounted. Bitch, I'm on top like I climbed up a mountain. Cause you're not on my level, you're not in my game. You're not size me, so you're not on my plane. We got the same car, but you not in my lane. You thinking you wisdom, we race for the D. My niggas like rolling and smoking and cheap. Like our shit, but ain't no shake or no seat. Dipping on Sprite cause it's mixed with that lean. Sleep walk and flow cause I'm chasing my drink. My wrist would be frozen, I'm icing no cream. Keep it 100 while counting these beans. Call me Lou Will, I put on for my team. Bringing them with me when I make the screen. My hook coming through, they was there from the start. Even the chart couldn't take this apart. We rock till we crash like we all know it's art. Bullseye shooters on my team, no dark. It's CBB and it's AGE. I had to bring my clip with me. I stepped in the door, it was so many bitches. I'm glad I brought my dick with me.
I'm riding around with my top down, I'm trying to put my hood on. Got 26s up on the truck, you know that they be good, Jones. Bad bitches, they down to fly, cause they tryna put their hood on. Tryna put their hood on. Tryna put their hood on. I'm riding around my top down, I'm tryna put my hood on. Got 26s up on the truck, you know that they be good, Jones. Bad bitches, they down to fly, cause they tryna put their hood on. Tryna put their hood on. Let me see you put your hood on.
All right. Scheduling problem, but I just fixed it. I don't know why I had to show it 15 minutes. It wasn't the first time I did that shit, but I do too much, goddamn. Shout out to everybody listening in. Right back, Philly Shine Radio. Still the topic's the same. You know, what's more important, success or fame? Definitely want to get it in and, you know, talk with everybody, have everybody get a chance to speak on the topic. Like I said, it just seems like people want to be famous instead of being successful. And what I mean by being successful is actually reaching people, actually making money, right, actually making a difference, some type of result. You know, success I feel as though is a result of something. Like, you could be famous for one day, you know what I mean, or for one thing, whatever, but what do you do after that? You know what I mean? Do you take that fame and actually become successful? Do you speak on it? I definitely want to shout out my truth teller And my diva status, who needs more kisses and hugs. So make sure y'all give her some extra kisses and love. Follow her on Instagram, diva status 256 and 256 underscore on Twitter. Give my boo some extra love and affection. Oh, yeah.
You know what?
Booty Pooh, that nigga nominated for a Grammy. Now, that's success.
What?
Bro.
Yeah.
Where was y'all for at?
Song.
For love and affection. Well, for the love song by Rihanna and Future.
Song.
You know, he's a producer on it. I definitely gave him a shout-out on my Instagram. Oh, Kay on the phone. To show him some love and everything like that. But, yeah, that's success. You know, like, I love that. But,
I
want to
see a music video for that.
Yeah, they'll probably do it. I don't know, but she seems like she's working on a new album. She's trying to keep up with Beyonce. That bitch is bad. Beyonce, like, out with 29 videos, 67 songs. Bam. Here it is.
And speaking on Beyonce, I mean, she did no promo. No promo, and she's already number one.
But listen, even with Beyonce, like, come on, like, we'll bring use her as an example. But that bitch been working since she was like four. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, how much more promotion do she need to do? Like, she better have been able to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you've been working for these years hard. You know, I don't know anybody. And I stalk Beyonce. Biggest fan, love her. She's very inspiring. Like, that bitch works. Like, you mad? Don't be mad.
You know what? It's like, even if there's even a rumor that there's a new track for her, people are already looking for it. So she really doesn't need any promo anyway.
Yes.
She could just send out a tweet.
Right. Let me address this call. I did open up your mic. 267-333. Welcome to Philly Shop Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
It's your boy Rob Dillinger. I had to check out the show. I know it's been a little bit.
I got the twins. What's good, Mr. Dillinger? Definitely thank you so much for calling. Shout out your Instagram, your Twitter, of course. And then I want to hear what you got to say about tonight's topic.
Well, y'all can follow me on the gram at Rob _ Dillon, that's DILLIN215, on the gram and on Twitter at Dillinger215. As far as the topic, which is more important, say the success, I'm going to have to go with success. I mean, same as a here and there thing. Success, you need that success. Like, I mean, like you said, fame will come and go, but that success, like, that could be, I mean, legendary forever. Like, that's something that you can build off of, something you can pass on to your kids and your kids' kids. Like, I would have to say I would prefer the success over the fame. I mean, if you could get both, cool, but I'll go with the success. Like, you can build off of that fame shit. You can get famous for going outside and rocking somebody. You make the news. You famous for that one day. Like, he killed that many people. Like, fame can be taken so many different ways, but success, that's only one way. You can only be successful at certain things. Like, and to build off of that, that's how I feel about the situation. I'm gonna have to go with success. Like Philly Child Radio, that's successful. That's a successful show. Everybody tunes into this show. Like, that's something you can build off of. People are going to listen. Like, nigga might be famous for one hot freestyle.
Right.
That's it.
But you know what? And it's like, you know, my thing is, even with people, they get that one hot freestyle, they get that one cosign, they get that one little push, you know, or even in certain situations where people have, you know, have had porno videos and or, you know, even more things like fights and stuff like that. What you do is you take that attention and you build off of it. You know what I'm saying? But it's a lot of people that get comfortable. And they be like, I was the bull that knocked out the bull. You don't know? Oh, you don't even know. Oh, I just told you. Yeah, I knocked out the ball, but yeah, 6 months ago. But and then like, I don't understand how people don't understand that that's ridiculous. Like, you did something
right.
10 years ago, 4 months ago, six months ago, without any more consistency or following through, or at least make us a T-shirt, like, so we can remember it. Like, I'm the bull from 6 months ago, and I got a T-shirt. You know what I mean? Like, and then you can sell a T-shirt. Somebody else wear the T-shirt. Like. And this is me giving out jewels. One thing for certain, you can't market anything without having a goal to sell it. You know what I mean? I don't see it. You know what I'm saying? I really don't see it. Like, certain things are successful when you see a result from it. Not so much all you see is that one thing that you did. You know what I mean? Or that one little piece. And one thing I have to say, if you're already successful, don't fuck your brand up. You know what I mean? With wanting to jump on anything or... Oh,
exactly.
See,
oh,
well,
my
well,
God. I co-sign well, on that one, honest.
Well, what follows behind that is that a lot of people that are successful have either a gimmick or they have a plan. They strategize. They already know what they're going to do. So everything's planned ahead for success. Like, success doesn't just happen overnight. It's like you're writing a book. So a lot of people, they may be famous for something, but they never had a plan. So it was nothing to build off or follow through with in the first place. So that comes with it, too.
Whoa.
Like, everybody's in a rush, but nobody wants to strategize. Nobody really wants to put their hard work. A lot of people just want handouts and just, hey, you know, such and such will put me D because I'm trying to do X, Y, and Z. But what you try to do after X, Y, and Z? Like people, I mean, the white people, no offense to the white people, I love white people, but white people know how to play it out. That's why you see a lot of successful
no, you
white
know
people,
who know
like,
how to play it. Wait. Asians, they my motherfuckers. Like, I'm trying to get a more Asian friends. Okay, like Asians,
like
from
yeah.
the Ming Dynasty to now, the motherfuckers is winning. Like, you know, like, come on. Because
it starts at home. Like, they already got that mindset. Like, this is what you're going to do from the rip. Like, A lot of people don't want to play it out. A lot of people don't want to strategize. Like, people are lazy. Like, and I'll be the first to say it. Like, as far as music, a lot of artists are lazy. A lot of artists are selfish. So it's kind of like every man for himself. Nobody wants to help out nobody. So therefore, everybody's just trying new things. And if it don't work, they just give up. Like, you never planned it out. Like, if they
yeah,
not- get the cipher, kill the cipher, and then be like, well, when the mixtape coming out? The mixtape. What is it? We working on it right now. 2-3 years later, you just like, well, where the mixtape? Oh, we still, I'm in the booth every day. Like, really? Like, you really don't have no strategy, no plan. You winging it.
Yeah, definitely shout out to CEO X Squad DJs, Demel in the building. Opened up his mic a few ago, but I didn't want to cut you off. Dillinger, my baby. Welcome back to Philly Shonda. Mel, what's good with you?
Killer.
That's what's up. Diva.
That's all you saying. That's all you saying to Mel?
Yep.
That is all
I'm
saying.
Where my Twitter at? I ain't talked to her forever.
I'm right here.
You ain't here?
Hey,
say hi.
You was all low with it.
Yes. I did not. I said twin.
Are y'all feeling well? Y'all both sound like y'all a little nasal.
I'm smoking.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Well, I'm not smoking because, you know, I'm still on paper. I just blew a little thick because I was writing. Then I got the text because I just got the text. You know, I had to do my run-up, my drop-offs and my pickups. So I finally got a minute to sit down and start writing. So I was like, all right, let me write the text case. And I said, all right, fuck writing. I'm about to listen to the show.
Definitely, thanks for tuning in. I wish I would have saw you guys at the awards. And at the end of the day, I don't even really want to
talk about that joint anymore. I really don't. Like, I feel like, you know, nobody else did one, you know what I'm saying? And for that simple fact, it's cool. I got to support everybody, you know, even though I was the only one clapping and screaming for niggas. It didn't stop me. Let me tell you that much. Like, I didn't stop cheering just because I was the only one cheering and stuff like that. So I kept, you know what I mean, I kept going and everybody looking at me and I'm like, what? That shit was banging. I'm the fuck? Like, you know, with certain people, I would scream and they just chilling and shit. And then they, you know how you look at a person like, is she crazy? And I'm like, yes, crazy about that.
I didn't hear too many good things about the awards and I'm kind of disappointed. Mm-hmm. I didn't hear too many good things. Like, from what I'm hearing about the awards, it was all politics. Because as far as, like, we'll keep it on the internet radio aspect, but from what I was hearing, it was a lot of newcomers who won,
who shouldn't have won.
I'm not going to say no names. I'm not dissing nobody. But I know for a fact it's a couple internet radio shows, yours in particular, that have been running for a minute, have had phenomenal guests. And then when is it I'm hearing all these newcomers?
Listen. The guy who won in my category, I have to say I respect Big Exclusive. I've tuned into the Crush and Roll morning show. You know, I'm not like that. You know what I mean? Even with, like, different DJs and other hosts and stuff that I fuck with, like, I'm good. Like, I feel like Felicia Radio is a strong enough brand. I can come on your show and show you some love and, you know what I mean, come back or whatever. I feel like what I didn't like about even that category, like, why are you shouting out people who haven't did shit for months or years? You know what I mean? And that's what it was. It's like, so-and-so is nominated. And the crowd is looking like, who's that? Then they say somebody else and, like, six people cheering. You know what I mean? It's like, I will tell you for a fact, the internet radio, best internet radio show category got the most cheers from Big Exclusive to our show to Real Exposure with Chalk and the Philly Hot Radio. You know, they got cheers, but then the other ones that aren't even on, I would never say those names, you know, like the bull who I punched last year. Like, you get nominated, but you haven't had a radio show since 2 years ago. Like, what the fuck? We're not bad. Yo was real bad.
And that's what I got. Like, a couple of the artists that I banged with heavy was like, it seemed like it was all political. Like, if you knew who was running it, then you was on that listing. And I was like, how? Like, a lot of the rappers, I'm not going to diss nobody, but a lot of rappers that was on that lineup for, like, best new artist, best performer, shit like that, shouldn't have even been on there. People who don't even bring a crowd out. Like, it was crazy.
Not even that. Like, the nominees was one thing. And you have to understand, like, all those things are politics. Listen, everything is political. Everything is who you're talking to, no matter what, from A to B. My thing is, don't have it be so blatant. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't make it blatantly obvious. And nothing. No offense to the host, but their host wasn't even good enough to control the crowd. Like, the host was just howling. Like, I don't understand certain people who host shows and they just scream at people, especially if you see that, A, people are walking away from the stage and, you know, they just playing a wall. Like, you know what I'm saying? You're not really grabbing their attention. Like, where is the entertainment to bring people back? You know what I'm saying? Like, don't just say, get in your seat. You're like, oh, you're not going to get in your seat? Like, you know, do something. Like, I don't know. I think I'm just a different type of host. Like, it's really about entertaining people, not so much.
With the feedback that's been, what is that noise? Is that
somebody blowing their nose?
Really? Either that or somebody fell asleep. But
no,
speaking of
hosts,
you were at the Arts Garage Sunday, right?
You said what?
Was you at the Arts Garage Sunday?
I don't go. I'm not going to the Arts Garbage until they change the fucking name. They just got sold, so go there next time. But no, I heard about the Arts Garbage show. I heard about
that. Did you hear about the host?
I heard about it. No, who was the host?
Okay, well, I haven't heard about it. Y'all are talking
to us
right there. What happened?
Listen, the host, I goes up there because I wasn't going to do the show. It was last minute. But I went up there to go do the show. Now, what fucked me up is whoever this promoter was a retard. And I wish I knew his name so I could tell y'all don't fuck with me.
I can use
his
number.
Basically,
I know he is.
Basically,
I don't fuck with him.
SoundClick. I mean, basically, what they did, like, they basically tried this. You might as well say they schemed each artist because you had to pay a dub to perform. Which, that, you know, people would be like, that ain't shit.
Come on,
you gotta pay a dub.
Faster.
All right, you got to pay a dub to perform. But then they charged you a 10 to get in, so each artist had to spend 30. Then for you to get your 15-minute set, you had to bring 10 people or more. But that wasn't even the crazy part. This host, I didn't know if she was the host or the entertainer, because this chick went from calling people name out to getting on the stage and started stripping.
What?
Like what
I
just
said.
I think
that's what he did say. She was stripping.
Yeah, but,
I didn't hear that part.
Listen, I'm talking about, I got the footage. She on stage, split, twerking, skirt all the way up. Like, I was like, yo, she's in her bag. Really
wow.
Was in her bag.
I don't know who the host was. I want to find out who
she was from. She was from Baltimore.
Oh, I know who it was.
I was like,
yeah,
yo.
But then that's even the thing. Like, you can't allow people. And then I will say this, and I will say it on the air. For Fathers Entertainment is fraudulent. Like, fraudulent. So, you know, I barely say names, but he owe me money. Like, we paid to be in the show, me and my girl, Miss Candy. We were supposed to be on a reality show. We were supposed to do a tour. We won the competition and everything. Like, we won fair and square, you know what I mean? Like, as far as, like, us winning. But we didn't get our prize. Like, we were supposed to tour with all these people, supposed to do all this stuff. We didn't do anything. I'm like, And then they, like, G-Unit. Like, what has G-Unit been doing? Like, did G-Unit even put it on their website that they were there? Like, niggas is liars. This is too much.
Listen,
but
and that's exactly
wanna,
what it was. I was like, where's the G-Unit A&Rs?
Yo,
there were none.
Like, you know, it's, at the end of the day, do your research. A lot of artists, I tell them, like, do your research, find out who they are. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm the type of person, like, I've never promised anybody anything that's not there. You know what I'm saying? I don't do it. Like, I'm not the one. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be like Def Jam's here and use a old logo from Def Jam and put it on my flyer or make up a logo. Like, if I was going to really do something with somebody, you just be official. And I ain't paying nobody for shit anyway, because at the end of the day, you need a buzz. What?
And on that note, Anna, I'm going to piggyback on that, what you just said, for, like, artists and everybody that's listening, is that to make sure that something is official, one of the things you can do is, like, when you look on the flyer, check that logo out, because a lot of these, little entities and whatnot, they switch their logos up. They put out newer logos. So if you got a logo on there that's from, like, 10 years ago, you know that shit is just some shit that somebody just slapped the fuck on there.
There was no flyer, though. That's the crazy part.
Oh, damn.
No, listen.
That's the crazy part.
Wait. I don't want to go in. I just opened up. Wait a minute. Hold on, Dillinger. I'm going to let you speak on that topic. But I did invite, more people to call in and speak up. And definitely anybody else who want to join on the conversation, definitely press 1, and I will open up your mic. And you know what I'm saying? We could definitely go in, but you my bro, you ain't going nowhere, right, Dillinger?
Nah, I'm on here.
All right, well, yeah, welcome back, my boy Kay from Pitch Black Entertainment. How are you? How you been?
Well, I'm good. What it is?
I'm good.
I hear y'all going
in
on people.
On the line, I got my diva status, who we all spoke that Friday when I got a chance to interview you. It was really, really informative. I feel like you have
definitely the keys to success for yourself, and success is all about results. But I want you to talk about yourself first, and then we can get into the topic for tonight.
Well, you pretty much know what it is, you know what I mean? Name of my label, Pitchback Entertainment. You know what I mean? You can look me up. Ain't no fraud going on here. Y'all can check my Instagram, @K_PitchBlackEntertainment. My logo been the same for a minute. You know what I mean? Ain't no bullshitting over here. Check my IG, whatever. You know what I mean? I'm not throwing no frauds in this shit. I understand where cats is coming from. So any of my artists, first and foremost, we do shit to the left. Everything, all these showcases and all that, it comes straight from my attorney's mouth. You know, from mine too. Stop doing these showcases, especially in Philly, because they're not doing that but making money off. Real rap.
Mm-hmm.
You're not getting no exposure to nothing or nobody. But the powers that be in Philadelphia, and a lot of people are thinking that it's actually other cats that's shitting on them, and it's not really the case. It really goes up higher than that. It's the powers that be. The powers that be in Philadelphia don't really want this city to become another New York or another Atlanta, because it's a lot of historic things going on in Philadelphia that they're trying to preserve, and they're not trying to, you know, involve into nothing new. So you never going to see the clubs like you see them down in Atlanta or New York. You're never going to see, you know, some of the venues, you know, like you, like, you know what I mean? Some of the stuff we should be seeing.
Well, let's keep it 100, you know what I mean? I will say, for a fact, we have it, do have it harder because, like you said, the people who are supposed to be putting niggas on, they could be billionaires, but they'd rather be thousandaires, you know what I mean? Like, they don't want to put anybody else on. They rather just, you know what I mean, keep it separate. But I will say this.
It's a lot of fraudulence with that too. You know what I mean? Because a lot of these cats that you might think have the power to do something, they actually don't. They label is pretty much just on paper. They don't have the finances from the major source to really get done what they want to get done.
Exactly.
So,
and then
for
a fact, you have to have money and you have to have a crowd. Like, so one thing for certain, anybody can tell you and you can come and see for yourself. When it comes to my events, I make sure they are right. Everything that you wanted, you get it. And I'm not charging you out the ass. My problem has always been certain people, like you said, they only just on paper. So I'm trying to collaborate with motherfuckers, but they just so full of shit. They don't have no follow-through. They rather just, like I said before, like you rather just say, I was the one that did that 6 months ago or 4 years ago, instead of having real results consistently working. And I find that that's real success. Success is if you really reach the person. Like, where are your results?
Yeah, you got to be willing to work hard for. I tell everybody, you know what I mean? I got multiple offers. My partner, DJ No Frills, you know what I'm saying? We got the PST line. We did numbers over the summer. You know what I'm saying? I got an artist out in Detroit, Big Dub. He's doing numbers on iTunes with a single Time and Money. So it's a lot of things that we're doing. I mean, Philadelphia, if you're looking to blow just in Philadelphia, it's not going to happen. You literally do have to go outside this city to get on. It's sad, but it's a fact.
I don't believe it.
One person in this city that got on that didn't really get on somewhere else or did not get on through somebody else.
I will say this, because even with you know, the Meek Mills, the last person who's done anything, you know what I mean, from Philly or whatever. I can't even count his as he got on through Charlie Mack. You know what I'm saying?
I can't call anybody
a literally successful until you go like gold and platinum. I can't, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you're still on your grind. You're still making a movement. Now, the one thing I'm going to say that I don't see from other Philly artists, and then even a lot of people look at me because, you know, I'm also an artist, but I really like playing the background. I really like hosting and stuff more than doing my music. Back when I used to do shows and stuff, I could sell 50 tickets by winking my eye. You know what I'm saying? I could really, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, put things on. But my reason for doing Philly Shine Radio and starting to do my shows and stuff like that is because to get away from the monotony and the bullshit, to really tell artists, unless you are really promoting yourself or putting money into your promotion and blogging and really getting, you know what I mean, getting it into people's head what you're doing, nobody's going to know who you are. And I'm going to say this is why I disagree with you, what you think and what you think you're both of you guys' opinion. I feel like I've been able to continue to do everything that I've done through people who owe me money, people who, you know, shit on me, people who talk shit or whatever, because understand that Philadelphia is a huge market. This is Jay-Z's market. This is a Rihanna's market. Are you not going to pay attention to the fact that it's not only just Philly, it's Jersey, it's Delaware, it's the Philly suburbs, you know what I'm saying? But the one thing people are freaking clueless about is the fact that you have to actually reach these people. Don't think that they're just going to come to you. Motherfuckers in Philly like to be entertained. They will boo you or not clap in a minute. You know what I'm saying? If that's what it calls for. But we are not as saturated as Atlanta or New York. So we have a more better benefit than all these other areas. You know what I'm saying? There are red carpet events that happen in Philly. There are large events that happen in Philly and people actually doing stuff. I shout out to Chill Moody. I feel like he like going to be like on the next
session. Here's where I'm disagree with you on that, because I travel from New York, L.A., Atlanta, Charlotte, pretty much all over the country. Atlanta does more shit in a week than we do in Philly all year. There's no major, really major events that come from Philly like that, except for Powerhouse on a steady basis. Now, I mean on a regular steady basis. Other maybe a concert or anything like that or something like that, but I'm talking on a broader spectrum from all aspects of multimedia.
That's never going to happen. That will never happen here. It might be a handful of us who are from Philly who I feel as though have the drive to be productive and to actually, you know, follow their dreams and reach them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can not deny that there is zero unity. But at the end of the day, just like I said earlier in the show, when I had the guest from Norway, you know, all the way from Norway calling the Philly Shine Radio, he has the same plight. Nobody's supporting me. It's nothing here. Duh. Like, you're saying the same thing that I hear every day here in Philly, all the way in Norway. But you're not going to be able to achieve anything if you're only just going to remain on this underground level. And then even you could say that's the same thing with all these markets, L.A., New York, and Atlanta, certain people only stay in College Park in Atlanta instead of really going into, you know, where the industry is in Atlanta, where there's really things being done, you know what I mean, where there's real press, you know, people can actually find out about it.
One of the problems with Philly artists that I'm finding and that I get a lot of, I mean, I could do it. It's pretty much much this is where they capitalize off of. Because a lot of Philly artists is not about their business. So you can't blame the promoters or whoever's putting on these shows for raping these artists for $20, $100, whatever it costs to get in or perform on a venue if you're not about your business. One, I got artists that's sending me material that's not even copyrighted. They're not even about that. I've known artists who call me all the time to this day who don't know a thing about publishing. But you in the studio, you doing mixtapes. This shit ain't mastered. Just the fact that you're doing mixtapes and putting them on that piff and your stuff ain't mastered or copywritten, you wrong for that. So how can you blame a promoter for doing you dirty if you're not about your business yourself, if you don't have a decent lawyer?
I mean, it's enough blame.
If all you want to do is wake up and rap and you don't know nothing about the business.
I think it's a lot of blame to go around. I think that the promoters, they get, you know, the separate blame for, you know, the fraudulent flyers covering logos and saying the Def Jam window washer is really an executive. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, those type of things are, you know, that's their thing.
I got an example of somebody called one of my artists. Well, I ain't going to say he's my artist. I was just consulting for a second. Somebody from... Boy, he was a scam ass nigga. This was around the time Powerhouse was going down. He hit my man up on Facebook. Told him, yeah, I've been listening to your music. I like your shit. I'd like you to open up for Kendrick Lamar at Powerhouse. You pay $200, you get 10 backstage passes. And when he told me this shit, I said, dog, I said, I'm going to call him. I said, just because I ain't got shit else to do. I said, but for you to even call me just to verify that lets me know that you don't really know about this business. First of all, we're talking about Powerhouse, where there's like 10, 15, however many artists is on Powerhouse, and a nigga calling you up talking about he wants you to open up for Kendrick Lamar. Open up. Not open up for Powerhouse or be one of the opening acts for Powerhouse. He's talking about just opening up for Kendrick Lamar.
But, you know, like, and certain people, they don't do their research in the right way. So it's like, why are they calling you and not really checking out the websites or, you know what I mean, calling the number on a fucking promotion?
Well,
to his credit,
whoever was scamming, he had his shit, like, he just had it, like, going on as far as, like, fraud and shit. He had a Facebook page, all this shit with Kendrick Lamar on there.
Facebook is not promotion.
He was on IG and all this shit. I mean, like, yo, I'm like, damn. I said, this boy really trying to fraud, like, heavy. Like, so I call a nigga up on an Atlanta number, and I'm like, dog, I said, you from Top Dog? He like, yeah. I said, for real? I said, they based out of Cali. I said, I know a couple of them niggas. I said, and who is you? Then he want to get, you know, he want to start arguing. Man, who is you? I'm like, come on, man. You called my artist. Talking about you wanting to open up for Kendrick Lamar. And you want him to pay you $200. And once he pay you through Western Union.
Definitely use PayPal. You can always get a refund. There's always a paper trail. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to just it's sad. But one thing for certain, you cannot always get it overnight. And ain't no way in hell I'm performing at some place with short notice. I don't like that. Like, that's like one of my biggest concerns. Like, I open up artists. I'm open to artists who want to get on certain things at last minute. But one of the main things that I say, or the first things that I say to them, is I really want you to next time promote yourself more, you know, let people know that you're coming so that, you know, it's actually, you know, a presence. Your presence is remembered. Like, and the one, my biggest problem with people in Philly, and I feel as though that's probably why I've been able to connect with more people, Don't just come to an event and sit on a wall and sit with your crew. Meet people. Tell somebody they got a cute shirt. Tell them to follow you on Instagram. Share your Twitter. Sing a song to them. Rap to them. Like, hug them. Tell them. Say hi. Like, how are you an artist, but you can't interact with people? Like, you have no interaction. You have no flyer to pass out or business card or even to give somebody a number or follow somebody back. Something. Like, at this level a lot of these people are on, they just crazy. Just like the person who I said was mad because Asia Sparks threw the sprinkles in the crowd. Like, he like, this Versace, she got glitter all on my Versace. If it's Versace, take it to the cleaners. Like, you got money, you ain't got money to clean it. Like, I don't know, what is this, my outfit? Like, this is my mutt outfit.
But
like,
see, that comes from people. That comes from people with that. When they go to shows or whatnot, they go on with their squad. They got that arrogance. That's another thing I don't like about Philly shows. Like, a nigga will come to a show with his whole squad, perform, then roll out.
Yeah.
And take the whole crowd with him. Like,
hey,
I hate
you know
that.
What? Hey, you know what? I agree with you on that, but only to a certain extent. And here's why. I definitely agree with you, but for me it's much deeper than that. And here's the problem that I have as far as the promoters when they do shows for people to leave. It's like, take the Philly Hip Hop Awards. Now, in an award show, and shout out to Jimmy, that's my man. An award show is, if you watch any award show, you'll see Artist of the Year, Video of the Year, Director of the Year, whatever. All the big awards will go last. At the Philly Hip Hop Awards, a lot of those awards didn't go last. They were still giving out awards after those awards. So when those awards were given out,
listen.
Damn, half of everybody left.
It wouldn't have mattered. Seriously, to me, it wouldn't have mattered if you did it any type of way. It was all fucked up. You know what I mean?
Those top awards last, people probably would have still have stayed. But just like my man said, once they get on, they leave. You got to give them, you have, my point is, you got to give them an incentive to stay. There's no incentive to stay after that. Just like with these showcases, you pay to get on, you perform, and you leave. Give them something after that. Put up some money. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say this.
You know, it could have been way better. You know, like, even half the nominees, they like, so-and-so is nominated, crickets. So-and-so is nominated, crickets. And then here is so-and-so, six people cheering. They didn't even do their research, in my opinion. Like, you shouting out people that didn't do shit all year. But at the end of the day, all award shows are politics and subjectable. Like, Jimmy, that's my homie, too. He cool. And nobody else did an award show, and I could give him that. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, your response, even for him, your responses can't always be, oh, it's not my job. It wasn't my job. It wasn't my, like, it was just garbage. Shout out to my boy DJ Ant Live on the line and everybody else listening. Definitely, if you want to join in on this conversation, we're talking about success versus fame, you know, what's more important. I appreciate everybody who listened, plus one. And I got to say this, like, I'm a testimony. If you are going to an event, talk to everybody in the fucking room. You know what I'm saying? That's all I do. I mean, you know, I can't stress it more than that. Like, I probably would have done more if I wasn't as giving and helping other people as I am, but I'm never going to change from that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to stop helping people. I don't even give a fuck. But you have to make connections with people, or else you ain't going to be shit. Shit.
You're right about that.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yo, shout out to Aunt Lava. This man is amazing. Y'all can hear him on Power 99. So much shit coming soon. We got Who's Next mixtape coming soon.
Oh, Aunt. And his Instagram be popping. I am King Aunt Lava.
Good.
He was talking to y'all, Diva, truth teller.
Got her ass on there, oh Lord have mercy.
Don't talk about her ass. She got a good ass, okay?
Yeah, sure.
I do.
Wonder.
I do. But that is
Kay, have you ever met DJ Aunt Lava?
No, I haven't.
Oh well, yeah, Kay, this is Kay from Pitch Black Entertainment. And also I have on the line open Dillinger, my boy from West Philly, a talented rapper. DJ Aunt Lava.
Yo, I need everybody's Instagram, too, because I'm listening. I'm on the gram following everybody.
I'm going to shout everybody out on my last post. All
right.
I'm about to put it on. I'll put it on, my last post. I'll tag everybody together so y'all can know who y'all are. Dillinger, what's your Instagram all the time?
Huh?
What's your Instagram? You change it all the time.
Oh, yeah. My gram is Rob_Dillin215. That's Rob_Dillin215.
Okay.
I'll put everything on the gram.
Aunt Lava.
What's up?
What is more important, success or fame?
Success.
Yeah.
The reason why I said that, you can come from the project and be successful. Successful is a different kind of fame than to come down to fame. Fame is with Diddy. You know what I'm saying? Everything he touched. You know, the only reason why he touched it, then he leave it alone after a while. Successful is when you Michael Jordan. You know what I'm saying? He's been with Haynes for a long time, and he's still working
longevity
with him. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of artists don't understand, you know what I mean? You got to give back to your community. You can be famous all you want, but successful is two different ballgames. And when you want your kids to look up at you like, "Dad, my dad's successful." Oh, no, my dad famous. You don't want them to famous. Famous thing come probably. You'll be famous and broke.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot
yep.
of basketball, football players, and rappers that's famous. Everybody know who you are, but you don't got no money.
Right.
Exactly. You know what
right,
I mean? So a lot of artists need to understand the difference between fame and fortune and then being success. You know what I mean? I love to be successful. You know what I mean? All the money in the world, but fame is, you know, that comes and goes. You know, you see AI
right.
now. You know what I'm saying? He don't got no more money, but he have his money after he turned 45. But if
yeah,
and
he
got to
get
past
his lady.
Yeah, he'd still be famous. So I
think
successful any day.
But you know what? My whole thing is I see a lot of people who have that fame and don't understand to take it and run with it. Make a T-shirt. You know what I mean? Start something. You know, definitely give back. If you're not giving back to the community, I don't respect you. Like, I might not have to tell you to your face, but know that I don't respect you. You know, we have all types of shit out here. I don't respect you. I don't give a fuck who you are.
What's the difference between Beanie Siegel and Meek Mills?
Yeah, it's a huge difference.
What's the difference?
Huh? I'm going to say Meek Mills is way more...
Success?
Listen, Meek Mills, I think, has way more, like, he's a big opportunist, like, whereas old Beanie Siegel be like, I already did it. You know, I see him for a fact that he's now, you know, getting his endorsements back again and not focusing on all that drama and shit, which is counterproductive, you know, because at the end of the day, if you're not giving back and you're not merchandising, what are you doing? Like, why are you doing it? Just to wear Versace? Where is your T-shirts? You know what I'm saying? Where is your, you know, endorsement? You know, all types of shit is going on. People might be making a brush out there that's just right for your brand or just right because you brush your hair or whatever. Get your name put on the brush. Like, where is your hustle mentality? Like, I feel like Meek Mills has a hustle where Beanie Siegel just was like, I'm already here. Like, y'all come to me. Y'all bring it to me. And
well, the question is, who's successful or who's famous?
You can't so much put those two categories, because I feel as though Beanie Siegel has been very successful. You know what I mean? He's extremely successful, and he can do anything, in my opinion. It's just like these past years, he let it fall to the wayside, you know, whereas though even Meek Mills, I feel like Meek Mills is famous on his way to being successful. He was more successful with I'm a Boss, and if anybody like me, I'm a Googler, you know, Google and check certain people out, you know. He was at 3 million last year. You know, I don't think that's going to last, because now I feel like
Did you hear what he said, though?
Me and him already talked about this. I know he's at 500,000, and then even when I saw that, I was like, Meek, I couldn't get to him myself. I talked to his manager with my homie, and then even me and you, Aunt, we had this conversation. You at 500,000. You about to do something, nigga. But best believe.
I'll be honest. I think he had his plateau. I think he's done.
You think he's done? I don't think he's done. Go ahead.
Beanie Siegel get out of jail, right? Just like Jay-Z is still talking about Beanie. Beanie ain't saying shit about you. Jay-Z is still talking about Beans. We all know Beans is one of the hottest rappers from Philadelphia.
Yes, hands down.
You know what I'm saying? Hands down. You know, you could go listen to a whole Beanie Siegel album and rock your head. I'm sorry. I love me, but I can't rock to a whole Meek Mill album.
Yeah, I know I can't.
Yeah,
you know what
I'm
saying? I could say he got a nice songs, right? But you could listen to I Can Feel It in the Air from Beanie Siegel and know what he's talking about. Now you got Meek Mills talking about Paramaris. I don't give a fuck about that. I don't want to hear about the shit that's really going on.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Just like Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? Jay-Z talking that shit. Okay, I want to be where Jay-Z at.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like that's what it is. Like, you have to be A, relatable, or interesting. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
If you don't have that, what are you doing? Because, like, even with Meek, you know, to talk about Meek Mills, you know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, I know Meek back when he was first starting out, you know what I'm saying? And I've always seen him as an opportunist. He didn't give a fuck if his hair was done. He didn't give a fuck. He was, you know what I mean? He's on it. But I feel like it's a lot of people, and even you could say that about Beanie Siegel, they don't really get that coaching. You know, they don't really get that real information, or
Jay-Z gave Beanie Siegel the information. It was up to Beanie Siegel himself to take it and run with it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they don't let it sink in. I'm saying, like, they don't let that information.
On that pound cake, Beans make millions, but he was all up in the air, right? He didn't
miss
him. He was letting him know he made millions. 50 Cent wanted to sign Beanie to $1 million contract. Jay-Z said no.
Mm-hmm.
Jay-Z still with Beans. If Beans get out of there, get out of that contract, he'd go back to $30 million.
Exactly.
But you know what?
Beanie Siegel made $30 million.
So to be honest, you don't, if Meek gets his information together in his head and really understand, because I feel like he saw that he was, you know, used to make $3 million, and then here it is a year later, it's 500,000. You don't think that's something enough for him to wake up and be
up soon, because Amber Rose net worth is at $5 million. This shit ain't doing shit.
Also, with that being said, with the whole Rockefeller situation, they understood franchise. They understood, you know, why promote somebody else's shit and you're not making nothing on it versus creating your own shit and getting all the money. And that's what they were doing. And that's what Damon and Jay taught all them dudes.
That's why Benz was able to start the state property clothing line versus
Puma. Now, even state property made $300-500 million. Benny Siegel only got a car. Like, you know,
That's not my point. How much he made off of it is not the point. The point is going from ownership to endorsements. Meek right now is endorsing Puma, endorsing whatever else he got, the headphones. You're talking about endorsement versus ownership. However, the fucked up partnership as far as the ownership went down, I mean, that's something that, you know, we can't really talk about because we wasn't in, none of us was in that,
you know,
in that situation. But
seriously, like, you can look that up.
You
know what I mean? Yeah, you can look that up. You can't, just like even you said earlier, Kay, how can you say you own something if you didn't do your copyright, if you didn't really register it? You're letting somebody else register it. You're not being smart. And one thing for certain, y'all in the music industry, this shit been shiesty since the 20s, since they stole, they didn't give a fuck if you made the song. Some white person going to sing your song the same way you fucking sang it.
Let's just put the cards on the table. Can you really honestly say that it was all Jay or Dame's fault for that situation?
I won't blame them at all because somebody came to me with a diamond.
What Jay is saying is you know, he made millions. I mean, we still had to break them off at the end of the day. It's like giving somebody a quarter. I mean, you got to break Damon Jay off, and you got to get a manufacturer's they piece. And you getting whatever's left over after that.
A lot of people forget. And look at 2 Chainz, prime example. 2 Chainz with Ludacris when he was 37, 38. 2 Chainz came back out at 42. Beans is only like 39, 40.
Right.
Beans got another chance. When he got out of jail, come back. All he needs is that max. Philly is missing that. We had a block party at State Property, and Benny Siegel came out and performed on Funny Little Schneider. When he came out, you had some booze, and soon Mac went in and I Feel in the Air, the whole crowd sung it, from Little Kids to Old Adults. The question is, who's more successful or who's more fame?
Now, let's be honest.
Say it again.
You know what I mean? He said Beans is more successful.
Right, because you got 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz just said something, free Beans. And then I joined it, just dropped. I said, wow, everybody's talking about free Beans. When Beans come out, he's going to get signed to somebody. And somebody is going to make a lot of money off his ass.
Yeah, well,
because
and I want to say,
and he need to know.
I want to say this, like, even Beyonce, Lady Gaga, Miley Cyrus, all them bitches is making money. But the majority of their money is coming from sponsorships and endorsements. Understand, that's where we are. We're in the music industry. You can't get shit done on that successful level until you get your business together. Now, one thing I'm going to say, I love Benny Siegel, and I'm going to be honest. I talk to him my damn self. I would love for him to come out and be a businessman or have somebody do his business and he get everything from it. You know what I'm saying?
What's so crazy? His mom, not to put them out there like that, he trusted his family.
You putting
them
out there.
Yeah. He trusted his family.
Well, you know, I don't know who. It was a lot of people. You know, it was a lot of people. Even one time, when we tried to do something with Beans, we tried to give Beans $5,000. He like, I'm going to send my cousin to get it. We like, what? What you mean you're going to send your cousin to get your money? We need your signature, too. Your cousin can't sign his, you know, just to kind of even put him out there a little further. But I know for a fact, like I said, like my boy Meek Mills, I feel like he can be successful. He needs to focus on himself. Because I've seen a crowd.
Would you go?
Now listen, y'all know me.
Who would you go see? Who would you go see first? Beanie Siegel.
Beanie Siegel, duh.
Beanie Siegel and Meek Mill.
But listen. Let me tell you this. I was about to say this. Every time I've seen Meek perform, the crowd does his songs way better than he do it. You know what I'm saying? The crowd, they still love him. You know what I mean? Like, he can move a crowd, and he has people who like him.
But wait. To be fair, though, honest, Meek brings out, you got to figure what type of music he brings, which brings back to the 500,000. He doesn't make music for everybody, hence why everybody can say, I can't listen to a whole Meek album. Beans makes music for everybody. So therefore, like his music is going to bring everybody out. Meek don't bring everybody out. He bring all the young boys and the young bucks out.
Yeah.
And he bring all the little shorties out.
These young boys more weed and pills popping than anything. They think what Meek
but Beans, I think
right.
Beans could bring everybody out, too, because
Beans,
but
Beans can.
You know, he brings out the he brings everybody out, and I feel as though, you know, because let's be honest,
because
a lot of my friends ask me, they say, oh, I heard I'm a boss in L.A., but they didn't hear all these other
I'm
going
to say it like this, you know, to pretty much put a, you know, co-sign on Ant Live saying as far as, you know, the show-wise. Meek Mills could probably do his entire catalog on stage. Beanie Siegel can pretty much do one song, which is probably Mac Bitch. If he did that one song, it would shut Meek down. It would shut Meek down. Once that beat came on, it would shut Meek down, whatever he
did. I was sitting in the strip club, and that beat came on. I went crazy.
I mean,
for real, it's really
don't touch me.
I seen it at Powerhouse when he had that beef with Jadakiss, and Puffy brought him out on stage, and he wasn't even supposed to perform. That beat came on, and the whole fucking crowd went crazy. He shut the shit down.
I've seen that one song, had
the best song on, best performance on Powerhouse that year. Off that one song.
Now what? You know what's so crazy? Now what I can see with them, right? But what I can see them do is go on tour together. If Meek was smart, when Beans come on, Beans, let's do a tour.
Mm-hmm. I can see that because when Meek opened up for the BET Awards, you could see it. Like the crowd was there, but they wasn't there. Like
they wasn't there.
They wasn't
like
there. Like he, and that was one of his hypest songs, but nobody really cared.
If Jay-Z say
Beanie Siegel is now being part of Rock Nation again, you know how many motherfuckers are going to go out and buy that CD?
Yeah.
First of all, if Jay-Z say Petey Craig, Oskino, Sparks, what's the other one, Freeway, Christian, any of them go back, he will have, you know, back to the millions, back to everybody doing their big things and these hits being made because of that Philly talent. I feel like it's there. Even you, Dillinger, you know what I'm saying? I felt as though that you could really fucking move a crowd. I'm such a fan of yours. Aunt Lava, I'm such a fan of yours. But we're not going to get anywhere, Beans included, unless, and Meek Mills included, unless you have your sponsors, your backing, your promotion, you know, your merchandising. I don't give a fuck if you're selling toothbrushes. Like, you have to do something where you're in everybody's home because that's what we're about. That's what this business is. Like, if you're not in everybody's home, you don't have attention, what are you doing it for? Like, why are you doing it? Just because you had that one. Go ahead.
Not to cut you off, it starts from giving back to the community.
Yeah.
When people know and follow you, I know he gave back to this, he was a part of that, he was doing this, he was doing that. So when people see you, and the white people come and say, I want him. Why? He got the money that we need, and we're going to give him millions of dollars. You know what I'm saying? That HIV thing. If Meek Mill connected with somebody speaking about HIV, wrap it up, he would get millions.
Yes,
he would get millions.
If they take on sickle cell, he would get millions because you know how many black people got sickle cell, kids that got sickle cell, and the doors was all about putting yourself out there to be marketable.
Right,
if your
brain
good, then they were marketable. Problem is they were Flo Rida's making more money than Flo Rida. Is making more money than half of these motherfucking rappers and everybody and all the black people know Flo Rida, but the white people love Flo Rida. Why? He came into the hospital.
Yes,
you know what's crazy about that? At Jingle Ball. He performing at Jingle Ball. What black motherfucker you know performing at Jingle Ball besides T.I.? T.I. is starting to do that. T.I.,
right.
Flo Rida, and all the motherfuckers that they got marketing, their marketing is ridiculous.
T.I. just did a cartoon.
And that cartoon had me in Washington.
But Aunt Lava, you was there with Meek. Look what happened. What Meek do on the day before Thanksgiving? Gave out
he
all
gave
these
turkeys.
Damn turkeys. The next thing you know, now you got a monster.
He's on a sparrow. Is it too late? He should have did it when he first came out, when he was making $3 million a year.
Well, let me be honest, and then this is from what I'm hearing. This nigga he knows that he's making $500,000. And net worth is how much you're bringing in. He could have $10 million saved up somewhere, maybe, I don't know. He could have money saved up, but your net worth is how much you have bringing in. I think he's paying attention. And I hope he don't prove me wrong, but I believe in the boy. I believe in the young boy. I feel like anybody who ain't going to get their braids done, who won't even give a shit, and they just still grinding, I endorse that. I'm like, go Meek. I'm just saying,
Not saying we don't believe in Meek, but we're saying, is it this between successful and famous?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He got to do something different than everybody else doing it. Wale network is $6 million. How the fuck Wale network is $6 million and Meek is $500,000 and Meek seems like he do more than Wale.
Well, Wale, and then even you take Wale make way different music than him.
But you can't answer that. Can't nobody tell me why Wale is making $6 million a year net worth and Meek Mills is only making $500,000. And it seems like Ross is pushing Meek more. Wale is performing at the Soul Train League Awards. Where's Meek Mills at? And Rick Ross?
Well, guess what?
But Tommy Central, you had to factor in, and a lot of people don't understand that they create this facade of they're making a whole lot of money, which they're not doing, and you see the Bentleys out in the street and whatever else you're doing out when you're in Miami and all that shit, and you spending money all crazy. So at the end of the year, when it comes time to, you know what I mean, present a network, you ain't got shit. Because you out here buying gold chains, you out here buying your whole crew chains and all that shit, which really don't mean nothing.
Ooh.
Versus a Wale, who really stays silent. I mean, you don't see him doing as much out in the streets as you would see Meek
Mill.
But then,
at the end of the day,
I
think that Wale...
Prime example of famous success would be Love and Hip Hop. That's a successful show with a bunch of famous people on it. People you know they broke. They all damn near broke. They just famous. But
you
the show is successful.
You made a good thing. Yeah, I like that.
Now y'all bringing up Love and Hip Hop, and I do have another caller. Shout out to press one. Shout out to anybody else listening. Definitely press one. Y'all can get in. We are all, as you can say, being fair, and if we cut each other off, it's cool. But we're all talking because it's all about interacting and talking with each other. Now let's even take Love and Hip Hop. That is an example of fame. And then you go to Bravo, The Real Housewives of Atlanta, that's where you come into success. Love and Hip Hop, they might make like 20,000, I think, starting for the season, 30,000, whatever, I don't know. I never looked them up, all like that. But NeNe Leakes makes $1 million a season for just her show. And then on top of that, she has all types of endorsements and stuff like that. You have to take this fame and run with it. This is an industry. It's a huge, huge industry. If you're not going to take anything that you have and start marketing and promoting yourself and merchandising your brand, you're doing it for nothing. The number 310-889, welcome to Philly Shy Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
From Philly.
Oh, what's up? Philly in the building with a Cali number. Who's this?
This DJ Amir.
Successful. Welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for listening in and calling in. I'm sure you're not a stranger to a lot of my listeners, but I appreciate it. What do you have to say on the topic for being successful? Is it more important than being famous?
I wasn't listening, but of course, successful is way better than being famous. I mean, you can be famous and broke and successful and rich. It's simple as that.
Exactly.
I got a question for you. You don't work with both artists, Beanie Siegel and Meek Mills, probably. Who is more successful and who is more famous to you?
See, that's a tough question because they come from two different eras of hip-hop at the same time. Like, when Beans came out, people supported hip-hop more.
Right.
You feel me? Like, now everybody supports the one-hit wonders, if you want to say that. I ain't going to say Meek a one-hit wonder because I was his DJ for 2 years.
Right.
But at the same token, he ain't got the same love and respect as Beans did. But I feel that it's things that neither one of them did, like Beans did movies and, sold records. And that made him successful, but he also was famous, too. Meek he didn't sell a lot of records, but, you know, his singles go, you know, a certain level, like maybe like the top 50 Billboard, stuff like that. So it's kind of hard to really say that, but I would say Beans is the more successful artist overall.
Do you think Beans got enough time to come back out and do his thing, just like 2 Chainz came back out and did his thing?
All day.
You got
Bun B coming out. You know, Bun B still relevant. He probably older than Beans.
3-6 Mafia about to pull out, put out
Mafia,
a whole new compilation.
Got 840. You know what I'm saying? See, you know, hip hop put a little like bracket on you. On your age, but, you know, let me on your age, but I think anybody can come out as long as you got the right music and you know, try to get the right market. You know what I'm saying? Beans can't come out fucking craziness and expecting people who was, like, you know, dealing with his first album to respect it. He got to come out with the right, you know, mind, the right music, and even target his audience. You know, I'm sure he'd be successful in that lane, but, you know.
I didn't get a chance to really you know, give you the proper introduction like I do on Philly Shine Radio, where I let everybody know, you know what I mean, what you're doing. You promote yourself, DJ Amir, but follow him. Their movement is crazy. Moneybagg, music, Jackpot, all that. Like, I salute you. I feel as though it's crazy. Shout out to my boy Nitty. He's a beast.
Shout out to DJ. Shout out to F-Chain. Everybody else affiliated and part of the movement. You already know.
I follow his movement, definitely. You know what I mean? I actually bumped into the brother Art History store over the summertime. You know what I mean? I actually was in the store when he was in there picking up some stuff.
Oh, you came in one day? I probably did see you, because...
Shout out to you, DJ. I mean, he's been listening for a long time. It's a lot of people listening. Everybody didn't press 1. I see you 404. I see you 347, wherever that is. Is that New York? I see everybody that's listening in. Definitely press 1. I appreciate it. Like, I'm all about talking shit. But today I didn't really want to play that much music or get into anything else because of even my movement that's getting ready to happen next. I'm not about us just sitting on your ass and shit like that. Like, you have to work. You know, it's going to be, like, crazy. It's too many opportunities out there to make a difference. And even in this day and age right now, in this era that we're in now, we hold the key to in our own hands. Independent is just as big as industry. Shout out to Macklemore and them, who I just interviewed Talib Kweli on Monday. He's on tour with them. Like Khalid Kweli is on tour with Macklemore. He's like the right underneath the headliner. You know what I'm saying? So it is opportunity, just like DJ Amir said. Like if you're going to really get yourself in that market and put yourself out there, that's when you'll become successful. If you're just sitting around thinking that Jimmy the Saint or Rick Down Low is going to give you your buzz.
Hold on. Rick Down who?
Rick Down Low. Y'all already know how I feel about that. But
who Rick Down Low?
Rick
Low.
No, I
did. Stop
that. He's our shit. Y'all niggas know who he is. You can't look at nobody to make it for you. You have to put in your work. And even you, DJ Amir, like, I can't even say how I've been following you for years since I first knew about you in MySpace, 2007, 2006. You know what I mean? Like, I feel as though that you've always been able to remain professional. Could you give, like, some type of advice to anybody that's listening on even your grind and your work to
my main thing is I got artists myself now. I'm trying to do my own thing. But my main thing is telling people to keep it 100, know your business, and, you know, keep your morals, too. Like, don't bend over back for something that you don't really feel you should bend back over back because of who you're dealing with or maybe because he's in a better position than you is, you want to kiss his ass. Like, I was never that person. So anybody that want to come in the game, stick to your guns, man. I will always say that. That's key because a motherfucker will respect you first before they, you know, give you a bullshit deal or try to give you some little bit of money for a show. You be like, I'm cool on that. And they'll come back with a different plan, game plan and all that and help you out. So my whole thing is, like, pretty much just being 100 with everything you do. And being, consistent, too. Consistent is key. But,
now, tell us about your artists. I got to get some of their music and see what's going on.
Oh, yeah, I got a few. I'm dealing with a lot of artists because it's, like, so much talent in Philadelphia. It's crazy. But I got my man Nitty from West Philly. He was on, like, I think three of mixtapes, All Flames and all that stuff. I got F. Chain from Uptown. He, like, Gilly Protege, you know what I'm saying? He's like a French Montana type rapper, if you will. I got Retro. He battled Lil Snoop last year, which is a Meek artist. And I got a couple other people that's rest in peace, Lil Snoop. I got a couple other artists, but they ain't no names. They still putting work in. So pretty much my company, though, my thing is I came up under everybody and learned a lot. Like being DJ, I learned a lot from him. Being Meek DJ, I learned a lot from him. One of my friends is DJ for the Eagles. I learned a lot from him. So just learning a lot from everybody. I said, you know what, I'm going to start my own thing, my own company, my own clothing line. Cause like you said, it's all about, you know, what you bring to the table as well. And you got to have, you know, it's a culture. So, you know, we wear our clothes, you know, we walk a certain way. And it's best to capitalize off because them folks capitalize off with us as black people. But why not, you know, if you're black or white, whatever, attack the community and make the money with your peoples because your network is your net worth. You know what I mean? I heard y'all saying Meek was making $500,000 this year. A lot also with that, he ain't put no album out this year. You know, last year he put an album out. You feel me? Wale, album sold more than Meek Mill, so of course he's going to make more money than, you know, Meek. They make two different kind of music, but the albums, Wale went gold platinum. Meek didn't even go gold. So a lot of that goes in that too, you know what I mean? So my whole thing is, like I said, me learning the game, learning the business aspect of it, I would think everybody do the same thing. Start your own stuff. Get your own company. Get your own producers. Get your own artists. Get your own DJ. And just move as a unit, and you'll see results. It don't happen overnight, but 6 months to a year, you'll see some kind of results.
So I got a question for y'all, man. Do that got anything to do with lack of promotion? Why his album didn't sell like that?
Who, Meeks?
Yeah.
His album came out on Sandy. It was a crazy tornado or something like that day.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, that's right.
And then also, his biggest market is Philly. And we got hit hard that I think they closed like all the Best Buys and Targets that day. So his biggest market is Philly, and we got hit heavy with the Tornado. So, of course, people wasn't going out buying his CD. But he still did, like, 400,000, you know what I'm saying, which is not bad because you got people like Yo Gotti who sold 40,000, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, that's Gotti's first album. Well, I mean, that's just, yeah, that's just, you know, first week sell. Yeah, Meek Mill didn't have bad, you know, sales coming off the bat for him dealing with that problem, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, yeah, Yo Gotti's been promoted. Everybody, you know what I mean, saying whatever he's saying, but he's not doing as much. It's all about that grind, and you have to do way more, and don't give up. Like, if you have that talent, don't give up. Like, y'all don't even know how many times, even myself, I get niggas, I know all these niggas, I know them all, but you know, even for me, I have it twice as hard, and because I got a butt or whatever, everybody want to fuck, and they don't want to do business. It's like, tuh, but I'm just, I'm, that's not going to stop me, regardless of whatever. I could pull out $500 from a show or $5,000. Don't matter. I'm going to keep going. But I'm going to tell you this, just like Amir said, just like Ann Robin, just like you all said, if you guys are not really into marketing and promoting yourself, actually selling something and getting a return, you ain't doing shit. And that's just
it. Let's see, one thing that people got to understand, though, is like, you know, your grind is key. Like, being under Beans, being under Meek, and even DJ, like, their grind is crazy. Like, you wouldn't even expect them to grind the way they do. Like, even Meek, like, people say a lot about him, but that man really live in the studio, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when we was on tour, we had two tour buses. One was a regular crew bus. The other one was a studio bus. I was just telling somebody earlier the story about that because, you know, he had to bus the whole tour, but he probably only recorded two or three full songs. But we recorded the whole time we was on tour, and it's like, you know, whether he got two, four songs out of it, still it's like practice to him. You know what I'm saying? Keeping it's still sharp. It's always a constant grind. You never give up. And that's why he's so, I guess you could say, not to say cocky, but more flamboyant, because he know what he put into the grind. You know what I'm saying? Whether if he sell 400,000 records or not, he's still getting booked for $50,000 a day, and then he might get two, three shows in one day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and
so,
then Jay-Z will even
and then
start,
he got
he
merchandise, he got merchandise at the show. Nigga might sell 10,000 in T-shirts. You know what I'm saying? It's like a lot that come with it. So at the end of the day, you got to just focus on your focus, which should be, you know, your artist, your merchandise, your marketing. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you know what you're targeting, and make sure you got a solid team, because if your team is right, you right, you can make some good paper out here independently without needing anybody.
I tell you, y'all better put your name on a toothbrush, do something like interact, because I'm blown away at the opportunities that are even coming to me. Niggas be inviting me to fucking the World Cup. I'm like, I don't have World Cup money yet, but I'm going to get it. And they just like, well, this is what you do, Honest. But, you know, you have to ask those questions. Like, well, what do I do to get sponsors? How do I write a business proposal? You know what I mean? Who do I come to? And that's how you even get into these situations. Don't just take a picture for Instagram. That's not even me. Like, I'm not going to go up to a person and be like, oh, let me take a picture. I'll say what's up. I'll hit you up later. We'll talk some business to you. You know what I mean? Like, if it's that important.
But ain't nothing wrong with a picture either. Like, pride is also number one killer too out here. Like, people got too much pride. You know what I'm saying? Like, the pride will kill you. Like you said, I heard you say earlier, people go to a concert, they don't interact. You know what I'm saying? Nobody wants to talk to nobody. Nobody wants to say what's up. Nobody wants to compliment you on what you did that was good, or your performance, that you killed it. Like, Philly motherfuckers is, like, caught up in the wrong things. It's like my baby mom, I would say, like, she focused on the wrong thing, so they focused on my daughter with me. She'd rather trust my daughter and Burberry stuff, but not teach her about the alphabet. You know what I'm saying? The wrong mentality in general. And you got to start with the community and take that before you expect people to have a good experience.
What you say? What was the last thing you said?
Not just pretty much focus, saying the focus. People don't focus on the right thing, so... that's why, you know, they don't get to be successful with the pride, and they focus on the wrong things that we don't even need to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wish that Philly was more like Atlanta.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel as though, now listen, I have a lot of friends in Atlanta, and I'm going to tell you the truth. It's a separation there, too. They have it worse than us. Plus, it's like 50,000 faggots. I mean, well, gay people. I like faggots.
We call them 50,000 down low niggas.
But at least they got exposed on August 29th. That was the funnest day of Philly, I got to say.
Wow. But listen,
at the end of the day, we have it better. I don't care if they on the down low. If you're not into that, you ain't going to run across it. So, you know, ladies, y'all better be stalking these niggas and Googling them and find out what they doing, because I always say it myself. If I'm with you, I'm your biggest stalker. Like, I want to know it all, because you never know who you're dealing with. I'm open. Y'all already know. But we have it better because it's a bigger market. I'm open, like, as far as, like, my information, not to anything. Like, if you know, if anybody want to know anything about me, I'm an open book. But, like, we have a big market. New York even follows Philly. You know, New York is saturated. You know what I mean? Like, you have to know people to get to anywhere in New York. But Philly is so open. We got malls. We got all these schools. You know, niggas don't understand, like, do your research.
Nah, you know, Philadelphia is the top six market in the U.S.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? We got, like you said, we got three different cities and states around us, Jersey, Delaware, Pennsylvania, and you can add New York too. But like I just said, people don't even realize that. Like you said, Atlanta is the same as Philadelphia. They got the same shit going on. Just a few more artists got put on than we did, but that's because they grind more. Motherfuckers ain't gonna grind. They think Instagram is grinding. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They missed the whole boat with that. Like, you really got to put work in out here. You go to ATL, a motherfucker gonna run up in your shit like, yo, I got this CD, I got this, that, and the third. Out here, people, they get shut down one time, and they lost all their courage. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You read about that.
And it's like they never give up. And at
but
ATL,
you know what, JT said it a long time ago. You can go platinum in Philly alone by yourself.
Yeah.
What? Yes. Like, what? What? You can do it. You can. I will tell you one thing. I've never put out a whole CD, but any CD that I've featured on, I get it, you know, duplicated. Shout out to Cooley Mills. He used to always do it, like, go down to DocuCare, get your 100 CDs made up. You sell that shit, you just made some money. You go do it again. You just made some money. You put out any show I have, I'm going to sell my own tickets. If I'm going to tell an artist, if I ask the artist to sell tickets and I still do this shit or whatever, it's because I'm doing the same thing. I'm not going to sit on my ass like, what are you doing? And then there's certain stages. You start in this one stage.
They don't promote the grind like that, though, so people just think it's like an overnight thing. Like, if I ain't get it today tomorrow, fuck it, it's a wrap. You know what I'm saying? Not knowing, like, you know, real businesses take time to kick off. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just get rich overnight. You got to put work in. A lot of businesses don't get money until after the second year they was in business. You know what I'm saying? But I don't feel it's the same thing when it really is, though. You know, their name, their brand is an entity in its own. They don't understand that it takes time before you start making real bread. And then they give up. And then before you know it, somebody who didn't stop giving up, like a nigga like Meek Mill, who was grinding from the muscle making, he went from making $1,000 to a show to $5,000 a show to $10,000 a show. Now he has $50,000 a show, and now everybody thinks, oh, you lucky, or he greedy. No, he really grinded.
He grinded.
Yeah. Exactly.
But this
is a question that I want to. For me, that's real shit. Like, damn, that's real shit. Like, you have to understand, like, it don't just start out of nowhere. You can't just get it. You know, you really can't. It's crazy. It's crazy.
And it's crazy even for DJs. Like, I think me and Amir worked together at 923. Long time ago. Motherfuckers want to know, you had to watch the owner and watch everybody how they did the promotion or to get your grind really going on. That's how you learn promotion. You had to watch the people that was doing it. That was doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Alpha 3 is doing 3,000 fuck every Saturday.
$20. Now, even with everything that's going on right now in Philly, I really find that even other areas, like, people are waking up. Like, I said it earlier, like, I've seen Meek hustle from nothing. Like, I remember even one show was at the some place, but it was Jim Jones was there. Amir, I think you were there. But it was just like, it was just this hustle. Like, I don't care. I'm just going to be on everything. But you got to see that somebody like that can always find opportunity to build off of. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be an opportunity. It's an opportunity to learn. Definitely the failures. If you don't learn from them, it's crazy to me. And that's even for me. Like, I pose to certain people, and this is my question I wanted to ask you, DJ Aunt Lava. Certain people who plateau, toe, you know, they only just go this far, and they just happy with just this. I can't stand them. Like, how do you feel about people who only just everything they say is the same? They still saying the same thing, and they still at this level. They haven't innovated themselves to, you know, start that. You know what I mean? That advancement or whatever, or really reaching people. Doing more.
You know what's so crazy? I started from the projects. You know what I'm saying? And you look at a lot of artists that was out when I started. Now that I'm to the point where it's done, I'm still grinding day by day. If it ain't Children's Hospital, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. I'm out in the community. I'm doing, you know what I mean? A lot of people that stay at that flat, it is bad. It's bad for business, and you don't want to do nothing with them. A lot of these motherfuckers nowadays, as in the rappers, producers, still, oh, remember that hit I did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's 1997. You know what I'm saying? Then it's time to do something. Do you like Diddy? Every year he come out with something different. And when like, you think Diddy getting old, then next year he doing this. Next year he doing this. How long y'all think that show that he's doing is going to last? After Diddy makes the billions off of it, he going into something else. I hate people that's like, I love people that's like Diddy, but I hate people that just stand still and think somebody's supposed to give them something. You got to go out and get this. You got to knock down these doors, bang on these doors, and walk the fuck out like, I'm here. Hello. You know what I'm saying? Well, a lot of these artists won't do it. A lot of these artists, like Amir said, they do it on Instagram. Instagram ain't the only shit out here. You got Instagram, you got Facebook, you got MySpace that came back out. MySpace, you got Twitter, you got all this shit, you got to stay up to date. You know what I'm saying? These young kids, just like me doing a young adult party all over again. Every year somebody's getting older and paying attention.
Now, my question to you, Amir, what was the catalyst or the change? What was the change to say, all right, now I'm going to be a boss? Because that's even what I just went through. I'm like, I'm helping all y'all motherfuckers, but I want to do it. Like, what caused you to say, all right, now I'm going to do it this way?
I mean, I always consider myself like a young boss and stuff. Like, I don't think no other
DJ
of, like, Jazzy Jeff and, like, right now Damage has did what I've done, like, on the level. I've never been on radio like that, and I've been the, you know, the top artist out of Philadelphia DJ, like I said, being in Meek Mill. And, but my main thing is being around all of that, and then my personal life, being I've stuck around bosses my whole life, so it was like, why? Even me not being me DJ, I stopped being a DJ because I don't want to be, they ain't paying enough money. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck the opportunity. Like, I make more money at home than I will going on the road with this nigga. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I deserve, you know, I put work and I deserve a bigger cut. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, only way to get a bigger cut is going for yourself. That's pretty much what it is. I put time in. I'm 26. I've been doing this about 4 years old. You know what I'm saying? So I just think I deserve a bigger cut. That's all it really was, being around
me. You done made me feel old, man.
I like how he said that, though. I wanted a bigger cut. That's real shit, though.
Yeah. Like, you know, just at the end of the day, like, they'll, you know, I love and I appreciate the opportunity. Like, don't get it fucked up. Like, that's my guy. But, like, I was getting more money DJing for Beans than I was for Meek. And Beans didn't make way nowhere near as much that Meek made when I was DJing for him. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, for me, as an artist, as a DJ, I'm like, nigga, I got to elevate. I got to go up. I can't be where I was at with this dude, and you the hottest thing. I'm making less than I'm making with this nigga. Oh, no, I'm cool. You feel me? Mm-hmm. And I learned the game, mm-hmm. you know, being around Ross. You know, you would think them niggas got a big-ass Maybach company down in Miami. No, everybody work out their house. It's like Philadelphia. It's just they grind a little harder, a little more. You know, niggas ain't got, you know, no big-ass office to say Maybach offices. No, everybody in their crib wake up, go in their laptops, and then they got events. Everybody go to the events. And before you know it, a month then went by of Maybach activities to the world, and it seemed like they did X, Y, and Z. So, you know, I feel in Philadelphia, we got the same potential, and we could do the same thing. So I'm going to try to be one of the new bosses out here to try to make a change in the community because I'm really in the streets. I'm really with them folks that's not in the streets, and I just try to bridge the gap a little bit and make it make sense mm-hmm. to my peoples. So that's where I'm at with it.
Exactly. I really appreciate that. And then, like I said, like I've been following you for years, and I've seen the professionalism in the presentation from you, you know, and then even with everybody who you fucking with, that's even, like, a good team as well. I've been supporting F-Chain. I fucks with Nitty, even though I've never got a chance to have him come and perform. I've wanted him, and I've had him on a couple flyers, but, you know, certain things went into play, but I'm a fan. And that's even for me, like, I'm only working with people who I'm a fan of. I'm getting ready to shout y'all out on Instagram and show y'all some love because that's just who I am. It's not really that multimedia or media really being done here in Philly. It's just it's pigeonholed. And you have to know that it's way more open, you know, and I feel like the success of Philly Shine Radio is not in the accolades, but it's in the people who I've interacted with and the, you know, the stuff that I've been through with everything that I've done. You know what I'm saying? It's all about what we have from it. So that's what means more.
But I just met you. I mean, we just linked up, 2 weeks ago at that cave. I seen you in the hallway, and you feel me, and you texted me down, your journal. I'm already on my laptop going through beats for my artists and shit. I'm like, let me check this journal out real quick. But it's that simple. You feel me? Like, it ain't even that deep. It's that simple. So imagine, you know, you start doing that more and more and more. The show will be popping on another level, you know what I'm saying? So it starts people like me and Lava and everybody else who called, and it just starts like that. You feel me? Before you know it. It'd be whammy, like, you know, now that I know you got the show, I didn't even know you had the show. So now you I put it on my Instagram, you know, check it out, because I never knew you even had it until you just texted my phone. But it starts like that, and, you know, you
well,
get down,
wait,
you just...
Go ahead. We got a show coming up, Amir. We got a show coming up in January.
Okay.
We got a radio show coming up
Sundays. On Sunday night. But I'm gonna definitely give you the information. I want to talk to you about a lot of things, even the work that I'm doing with Saman and Express Yourself, right in your neighborhood. You know, on instead of giving out food, we actually made the food and fed people. It was crazy giving out. People was coming in for seconds and thirds on Thanksgiving Day. You know, it's a lot that we can all organize and do stuff on Oakland.
Yeah, I know Samaj. I used to live on the block where his studio was. So what's that? Studio store?
Mm-hmm.
I used to live on that block. But, I mean, Samaj, cool. I'm with whatever you want to do. Like, community, I'm all about the community. And saying, I ain't got to make more money. I ain't give out thousands. I gave out 10 turkeys this Thanksgiving, and I don't even celebrate Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying? I'm all about that. Like, that's why I'm trying to start mm-hmm. myself as a better person for the community. So with you, Samaj, and a lot of anybody, I'm just with it, and I got people that's with it, whatever I'm with. So whatever you're trying to do, we can get into it, because I feel the city got to support people more anyway. Like, this city is like, it's like the number top six market, but we can't even tell. You know what I'm
but
saying?
Can we all get together and build an empire in Philadelphia? Do you think that?
We are. I see
it.
I see
like
it
this.
From Kay. Yeah, exactly. It starts just like this. I see it from Kay from Pitch Black Entertainment, who's on the line as well, who's called in. And, you know, he's spoken before. If you're not really doing stuff, and even like you,
DJ Amir, they had to, you know, to release of your clothing line at a store. Like, you have to talk to these store owners, talk to certain people, like, really get things together. But I see it being done, and we are going to get it together. Even y'all don't even know all the things that I'm doing because I'm just making sure everything is organized and right. Like, it takes time. Success doesn't happen overnight. I see a movement because all the fans of the Beanie Sigels, the Freeways, the Jay-Z's, the even all the way to Tupac and Biggie. You know what I'm saying? They see that for themselves, and they've grown up. Now it's up to us to give somebody else some more to look at than twerking and world star videos. Like, that's what I'm talking about with fame. Like, I really think that it's going to, all these things are going to fade. You know what I'm saying? We don't want that to be the only impression that our youth has. Like, my son is 15. Like, he's young, and a lot of the stuff that I pick, I'd be like, Wally, you like that? He's like, yeah or no. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's real shit. We have to understand that there are certain people coming up. When I was coming up in 99 with all this shit, I really knew what was going on all the way to the crazy shit that happened with Beanie Sigel mixtape being sold for $1 million and he ain't getting none of it. You know, selling 1 million copies and he ain't getting none of it. Certain stuff happens, but you have to know that I'm not going to be involved in it. I want to be where it's productive. I see it coming. If y'all with me, like, let's work. I don't say fireworks for nothing. DJ Amir, we probably more acquainted on Twitter than anything else because that's how I interact and that's how I even see what certain people have done over the years or even these past couple months. Like, if you're not really interacting with people or seeing what's going on, like, how can you know anything? So it's coming. It really is. I'm excited. I'm excited that you're even as open, DJ Amir, with your movement because that's the right thing to do. Like, we all coming together. And Lava, you and your family and everybody that you have working with you, you would think Aunt Lava's by herself. No, publicists, managers, partners, like, it takes a lot, you know what I mean, to be, even if you're that great, if you believe in yourself, you have to align yourself with people who are. And to even piggyback on what you say about bridging the gap between the streets and the entertainment, there is a bridge, but there's also a toll. And you cannot let everybody always come out because it'll be a liability. You know, your goons could stay home, like you could bring your goons out when y'all have security and everybody know what's going on. But you don't want that always around. And at the same time, like, let's be real. People want to be entertained. And if y'all don't understand that this market is crazy in Philly, I don't know what to tell you. I've been doing this. I've been doing my own thing since 2009. Like, I started doing a show with niggas at the Jeezy joint at Shampoo. We made all this fucking money. I'm like, oh, shit, I made it. But then I realized all these niggas want to do is fuck. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm out. I'm going back in the crowd. They're like, Alice, I just seen you in VIP. I'm like, yeah. And now I'm with y'all. It don't just happen just from one thing. Like, I'm thinking we packed Shampoo. I made some money with my friends and shit like that. Oh, now I'm going to talk to Deezy. You know, they like, come in the bus. We going to the studio. My girlfriend's left me and everything. So, you know, it's not just going to happen from there. But since then, I tell you, I've had, you know, certain losses, but I've had many successes. And anybody doing branding, definitely get you a branding coach. Pay me, pay somebody to help you understand that you focus on your strength. You focus on what you can do more so than what you can't do. But we
not even paying you, just get some books. You know, knowledge is power. Like, literally, like, you know, you can read on artists. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's
right.
The thing. People got to stop being so lazy and take their time and learn about their craft and get the history on things. And they'll see, like, Jay-Z, he came out, his first album came out like 7. He's like 46 now, you know what I'm saying? Still putting in work. And it happened overnight. He didn't become whole overnight. That's like 20 years almost. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you really read about the culture and everything, you'll just know what to do. And then that'll make more sense for everybody. So I encourage people to read. Often to pay somebody to get some information.
If you want to do it either way, pay somebody, read YouTube, you know. YouTube has everything on it. I learned a lot of stuff on YouTube as well. But I will tell you, I've also paid somebody to write my bio. I didn't write it, you know. Like, I just, she asked me a billion questions, and, you know, I gave her answers, and then she put the bio together. I've been interviewed. Like, you have to invest in press and in that whole, you know, information to brand yourself, because it's not always relatable to a consumer unless you have it dumbed down. Like, this is the industry that we're in. Like, you're not in, if you're not going to play with the anybody with all different skin colors, like, people mad at Beyonce because she went number one in all these countries. Like, motherfuckers, it's a lot of countries. Like, it's a lot of people out there. She's been working since she was two or whatever. I don't know. Like, why wouldn't you expect it? But putting your work, definitely thank you, DJ. I'm here for calling in everybody, DJ Aunt Lava, Dillinger, Truth Teller, Diva Status, everybody listening in. We lost a few calls. Shout out to the CEO, Xbox DJs, everybody doing their thing. It's amazing. I do have some music from my boy Looney Tunes, Catch Wreck, and Nonfiction. I'm going to put it on the last 15 minutes, a little mix. I ain't really a DJ, but y'all know I play this music, that's banging. Coming
DJ
soon, DJ Amir, send me some of your shit. Yes.
I need your email. That's all I was going to give me an email. We'll go from there, though. It was a thank you for even having this show. Like, I didn't even know it was going on like down like this. It was cool. You know, one in the morning, Jordan. All
right, definitely. I will, I'll make sure I'll tag you and hit you up more often, and I'll text you my email address.
I'm about to get out of here. Y'all be cool.
You do the same. All right,
thank you.
All right, peace.
Peace. Yeah, it was
well,
cool.
Honestly,
like, everybody listening.
Streets, and I'll talk to you later.
I know. Big ups. Mwah. I just shouted you out on Instagram, my king, Aunt Lava. Good night.
Y'all take it easy.
Good night. Good night. Everybody. Definitely, I will put the link in my bio so y'all can check out the show as well. But I did promise to play some music for tonight's show and show some love to my niggas. And y'all already know how I am. I've never been the type of person that's petty. But I'm not going to do shit for you that you're not doing for yourself. Like, and if one thing about tonight is for certain, like, success is many levels to it, and it's just about having a result. So let's be successful. I don't care. If you famous, we can make some money, because I tell anybody, I'm like, yo, you did it. You know, let's tell everybody you did it so you could put on a show or, you know, make a T-shirt, whatever. Like, that's how I am. Like, you don't do it, I'll be like, whatever. Whatever you got to say. IDGA is F. But my boy, Catch Wreck, you know, he's been doing a lot of stuff. Pesci, a.k.a. Catch Wreck. I got to show some love to one of my favorite songs, and then we will go into more music. Shut down the show. So shine.
Leave me alone, you ratchet hoe. Leave me alone, you ratchet hoe. Make it look easy, huh? Not me. Catch Wreck.
Ben Franklin after Franklin, them C notes is stacking. You niggas that talk heavy about them kilos just rapping. And when it comes to beef, I speed load the ratchets. And I fucks with my niggas heavy, cause these hoes be ratchet. I say these hoes be ratchet. These hoes be ratchet. I say these hoes be ratchet. Some of these hoes be ratchet. Ladies, pour your cabbage out whenever these hoes be ratchet. Some hoes be acting out, just say these hoes be ratchet.
Bosses you shine on. A convict getting rich on my Akon, John. Shine brighter cause I'm doing what they not doing. A nigga name down the ring from city to city. A bad boy for real shit, I could get busy with Diddy. Your team eating but you ain't, that's a pity committee. If I go, you got to go, that's the biggie for Diddy. Currency on my mind. The grind is a bitch, but it's likely to get you rich. I just grind for the check and some Nike giving me shit. Back up on my crystal, so write me if I get clipped. Put a ladder in that pistol and snipe me if I get pissed. I'm shining like a diamond, I'm likely to get your bitch. And once we dining at the diner, she likely to get the dick. My hustle is impeccable, my feedback is respectable. We'll beat your ass and heat your ass and leave your ass a vegetable. I hustle with the rest of them, I remember all my codes. Grind till I shine, yeah, you know me. All I do is grind.
I make her wanna twerk. When the DJ say my name, that's gon' make her wanna twerk. She gon' drop it to the floor, then break it down and go to work. I make her wanna twerk. When the DJ say my name, that's gon' make her wanna twerk. Other rappers saying on me, this gon' make her go to work. I make her wanna twerk. Twerk, 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 twerk it like she running it. Hips high, wait, gotta take in all of that. 2, 5, 6, 8, gotta take in all of that. Roll it all around and then she drop it like she caught a flat. Okay, I get it. I push it to the limit. My wrist is like I'm Popeye. My pocket full of spinach. That's your home. But she my groupie. Tell her, do me. She gon' do me. Tell her, shoot me. She gon' chew me. You don't like it, nigga, sue me. I'ma last at your broke ass. Last on your broke ass. You waiting for the bus. I hit the gas on your broke ass. You talking shit, so I'm comparing ass to your broke ass. Buy the whole bar straight cash, nigga, no sad. I'm stuntin' cause I'm getting it. They frontin' like they living it. I wake up in the morning with your hoe and get to whipping it. I dig her, but I heard that she a digger. So I'ma put her out and we gon' blame it on the liquor. I make her wanna twerk. When the DJ say my name, that's gon' make her wanna twerk. She gon' drop it to the floor, then break it down and go to work. I make her wanna twerk.
It's Green Light Gang. Still GRE though. You know?
What else up?
I'm a real nigga.
You already.
Living in a fake world.
I got shooters on already. 180 alpha. I just get a word and they gon' let them bitches black out.
Should
be worried. 40 cal on my waist, clip holding about 30. I ain't got no worries, and I ain't got no cares. Cause the first nigga that pop off, be the first one to get air. Oh yeah, I'm with the gang, they ain't got no rap, just bang. Ring like gang, what you know about us? 100 and y'all been getting nigga wet up. Front around us, I don't think you wanna do it. Playing with your life, boy, you don't wanna lose it. You niggas ain't stupid, y'all wanna take a dare. Shooters on deck, I know you see them right here. Niggas, they don't care where you from, who you is, or who you with. Niggas stay up on that gold mode, when 100 rounds in that clip. Sweet from the rear, we don't talk too much. Chopper make it rain when I wear that nigga up. Stacks in the cut, talking on sight. He gon' go when he get that light. That gold light, you ain't bout that nigga. Front like you with, you better stop that nigga. My little niggas, all they wanna do is be. Do a nigga dirty, put his ass 6 feet. Got a good reach, I can get a nigga touch. Get a nigga down, he ain't getting back up. Got me fucked up, and you think I'm lying. Then nigga try to get shot for trying. I got shooters on them ready. 100 in the apple. I just get a word, and they gon' let them bitches black. And rain on them, rain on them.
Right here. For all these rats. I'm urgent, nigga, swimming like Nemo. Water with Pellegrino. Black lens with that black band and this bald head that got chemo. Squad sweet cappuccino. Niggas singing like Neo. So sick of these love songs, got that paperwork, so here we go. Niggas is taking a stand. Stand and you tell on your man. Man and you fuck up the fam. Paperwork all on the gram. All these niggas is checking. Your ass in witness protection. All the hits from inside the joint, but your ass somewhere else flexing. But you said you ain't said nothing, nothing. So keep hiding and keep ducking, ducking. When we find your boy, we gon' kill something. Dump your ass off in the field of sand. Them niggas is telling, them niggas is telling. When we find them, gon' kill them. When we find them, gon' kill them. Them niggas is telling, them niggas is telling. When we find them, gon' kill them. When we find them, gon' kill them. It's Freezer. You testified in your main partner.
You rat.
You like to conversate with them damn coppers.
You niggas cowards.
Make my way to your block with that damn chopper. It ain't no need for no damn doctor. When I let it rip, I'm a heart stopper.
Okay.
Y'all niggas gon' learn today. Hit a nigga in the dome, throw the chrome away.
Yeah.
A dead man ain't got nothing to say. I let you niggas know quick, I ain't nothing to play. I don't fuck with you fuck niggas. You suckers too unpredictable.
Right.
They play the role like they know the code, but when it's said and done, they'll flip on you.
What you said, you ain't said nothing, nothing. So keep hiding and keep ducking. When we find your boy, we gon' kill something. Dump your ass off in the field of sand.
Them niggas is telling, them niggas is telling. When we find them, gon' kill them. When we find them, gon' kill them. Them niggas is telling, them niggas is telling. When we find them, gon' kill them. When we find them, gon' kill them.
All parole, so I got a bell. Do what you got if you gotta tell. Super rock hard, hard as nail. Bust his Glock off and cops chalking shells. Take a top off, full call from jail. From a dog and pick, sitting boss with a cell. Got crossed when he fell, did a job with a snail. Slight motherfucker pulling lick, oh well. I got you, homie, see no more, homie. Soon I see his ass, get him gone, homie. You'll be home, homie, hold strong, homie. Put it on his motherfucking chrome, homie. Got the coward faded, catch him slipping. Catch a trick nigga on the set with some bitches. Check him then hit him, it's death if you with him. This how it's going down, so motherfucking snitching. Huh?
But you said you ain't said nothing, nothing. So keep hiding and keep ducking, ducking. When we find your boy, we gon' kill something. Dump your ass off in the field of sand.
Them niggas is telling, them niggas is telling. When we find them, gon' kill them. When we find them, gon' kill them. Them niggas is telling, them niggas is telling. When we find them, gon' kill them. When we find them, gon' kill them.
Hate you, Sammy, the bull-ass niggas. Outpo lane type suckers. Never saying what they do. Making it a hell for a hustler. These suckers get all on the stand. Be performing like it's a stage. Be flogging all on the gram. Sending real niggas to the cage. Cars on them, kill all rats. Wouldn't care if they all dead. Catch them at the light like Kane cousin. Hit his fate with all ball heads. They get under that heat lamp. Melt down like a cheese snack. Point you out like a hot chart. Until you push they feet back. M got life cause of rats. My uncle died in jail cause of rats. Goddamn right, I'm a snap. Every chance I get, take it out on a rat. M got life cause of rats. My uncle died in jail cause of rats. Rats, goddamn right, I'm a snap. Every chance I get, take it out on a rat. M got life cause of rats. My uncle died in jail cause of rats. Goddamn right, I'm snap. Every chance I get, let it go on a rap. Blah.
That's my shit. Gonna play the songs I want to play. But yeah, it's been a long year. It's been fun. But you know, we get ready to close it out, getting on some other crazy shit. Shout out to everybody on Instagram, showing love. Miss Moore, MZMOORE, the number 7. Show me so much love on Instagram, so I had to definitely repost. And oh yes, we gonna turn the fuck up. It's so much coming up. Fuck y'all, I got next. Mixtape Volume 1 coming soon. DJ Alive. Mwah. Shout out to DJ Amir. Big Uts, like, huge fan. K, Pitch Black. Diva Status. True Teller. Rob Dillinger. I hope for one thing, for certain, y'all stay tuned. Don't miss this shit. It's gonna get real crazy. Crazy banging. Don't be scared. Don't be scared of. Catch it.